Welcome, welcome, welcome to Love Talk and Slow Jams with your girl Amorce and I. Now, y'all know it's been way too long, but I've been having some exciting things happen in my life, especially transitioning into a new mommy. So you guys are wondering, what has she been up to? Why hasn't she been doing podcasts? Because a couple of you guys asked me. It's because I just been transitioning into this mommy life, and I'm trying to get on schedule, and I have a little baby boss over here, so I gotta work around her schedule actually. But I am back and in full effect, and I am ready to give you guys what you've been waiting for. I'm super excited to get back on here. As you all know, especially if you follow me on Instagram underscore Morsena underscore. New book is out. Actually, the book of poems is out. It's about 45 poems, and it makes up a whole story. So you do have to read it. From beginning to end, at least the first time, so that you can get the gist of the story. Super dope. Super men and women will love this book. It's actually one of my favorite projects that I worked on in a very long time. I don't know, you guys are like, where's Wishy Washy? You made us wait 3 years for that. Actually, Wishy Washy is had to do some tweaking to it. But it will be out no later than March 1st. So stay tuned for that as well. But the book of poems, please go get that. The poems are very, 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 very deep. But to be honest, life has just been moving, and from the pandemic to having a whole human being come out of me. Life has been very interesting. So just go show your support. With the book, like you guys support me with the podcast. So today we are not gonna go too deep. I don't think so. I don't think we're gonna go too deep. Actually, I do want to touch on something really fast though. Let me stop saying that is driving me crazy because I can hear myself saying that. Normal time you can't tell when you're saying something so much, but I can hear it and it is bothering me. But I do want to touch on something. So I want to say last week, circulating through the news and circulating through Instagram, a man killed himself. He killed his ex-wife and his ex-girlfriend who was pregnant because he snapped. He had a breaking point. Mental health is very serious. In the black communities, it seems as though we don't take it as serious, and we try to clown people for going to go get help. We try to just sweep our issues under the rug. We try to do everything other than seek the help that we need. Here we go. I can honestly say that I don't know if this is a cancer trait or what, but I do know a lot of cancers suffer from depression. That's gonna drive me crazy, y'all. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Bear with me. I feel like I haven't spoken in a long time, and my vocabulary with that word is driving me crazy. But I know for me, growing up, I suffered from really bad depression and some other things that I'm not going to share on the podcast today, but I suffer from really bad depression. I could be, you would think that I'm living La Vida Loca and I'm over in the corner crying, my eyes all sad, depressed. And you wouldn't know unless you knew me or you knew what was going on. Depression is real. For me, going to see a therapist was not the answer. But for some of my friends who have went through and sought out therapy, it actually works for them. See, the reason it didn't work for me is because I'm not a indulger. I don't like to indulge in my personal life with others. So I'm very like, you probably go home and you're telling your friends everything that I just told you in this session. And I don't like that. I just don't feel comfortable with people knowing my business. I don't give a damn if you get paid for it or not. I don't feel comfortable. But that's where I just went deep diving into my writing. I started this podcast because this podcast definitely helped me get a lot of everything that I was feeling off my chest. A lot of things that I was holding in, I shared with you guys, which it was my story to tell. See, that's the thing. If I'm telling my story, I don't mind. I can't tell somebody, one person, my story, and then they go telling thousands of people. That's not it for me. But I can honestly say that this is what helps me. I always tell people, find something that helps you that you really like if you don't feel like therapy is working. But if you want to go, I would say go see a therapist before you try to venture out and do your own things. I'm just a very spiritual person, so spiritually, I was able to overcome a lot of my obstacles through prayer, through meditation, manifestation. I know a lot of people don't believe in manifestation, but manifestation is real. And I'm not saying, oh, I'm going to manifest things that are non-obtainable, but I don't believe that it's anything on this earth that I can't obtain if I want it. But he, in the video, he has said that basically he was going through a custody hearing with his ex-wife. They had been going through the custody hearing for about 3 years. The wife would not let him see the kids. She said it was because he touched on the kids. I can't tell you if that's true, that's not true. He said that's not true. She said as of now and forever, it will always be hearsay unless, you know, the kids. The only people that know what really happened is God, the kids, and him. But the thing about it is that sent him through a depression. And when he decided to move on, he met somebody and he got her pregnant after dating for a little while. And they got into an argument, and she basically said that she was going to do the same thing that the ex-wife was doing, and he wouldn't be able to see his kids, and that triggered in him, and that snapped. See, I'm not going to say. Let me rewind real quick. I feel bad for all the parties that are involved. I super feel bad for the children that are involved because now they don't have any parents, and that's not a good feeling. I can honestly say that. I do feel bad for that ex-girlfriend, but I also have to say this. You knew that that man just came out of a depression. You knew what he felt when his ex-wife would not let him see his kids. You knew everything that he was going through. And the fact that you said that and that triggered him, it goes to say, ladies, sometimes, and gentlemen, sometimes you have to be very careful about what you say to others, especially when you're trying to do a low blow or a dagger or a jab, because you don't know how that is going to make that person react. And you don't know how they're going to react. Okay, so he said when she said that, his mind snapped, it finally snapped. And he shot her in her head, and he said, he never thought he'd be one of those guys, and that, it felt like he was in a movie. Well, he knew that he could not go to prison, and he was truthful about it, because shit, I'm not trying to go to prison either. But he knew that he couldn't go to prison, and he basically said he was going to go kill the person who started his spiraling out of control and who started this depression, and that was his ex-wife. And he said when he was done with her, he was then going to off himself. Well, in the video clip that I had seen, which I know numerous of you guys have seen this, he was waiting outside the ex-wife's home. You can tell she walked out. Maybe she seen him, maybe she seen the gun that he had in his hand. And she tried to run back through the building, and you hear him say, "Hold on, guys, here's my ex-wife now." And as he runs to the doors to go get her, he goes, "Today's the day." And I'm not gonna lie, that sent chills up my whole, that sent chills through my body. It sent chills through my body, and I can only imagine what she felt in that exact moment. I can only, and he was so calm, and you could tell when somebody reached their breaking point because they do tend to be a little calmer than what they normally are. And it was just a sad situation. It was sad for, like I said, the ex-girlfriend because she was pregnant. So that baby that, you know, she was carrying never even got to make it into Ghetto Nation. But, you know, it just is one of those things where it's like, be mindful of the things you say because you don't know what is going to be somebody's snapping point. And, you know, try to work through your mental health with help. Try to seek help. Depression is very real. Mental health is very real. And all I can say is, if you even know somebody who is slightly going through something and you can tell that they have a mental illness, you should definitely try to help them see that they need help and that they may need to actually go out and seek help because we don't want to keep having situations like this. We don't want to keep having situations where these men are out here and they are killing our women and they're killing our children and they're doing raping our women and raping our children and even these guys out here that are robbing each other and killing each other. You know, these all stem from issues you have in your mind because a sane person is not just out here thinking that it's okay to just really just walk up to somebody in broad daylight and rob them and shoot them and stab them. First of all, me personally, I feel like when you stab somebody, you already lost your marbles because you actually have to pierce somebody's skin, pull it out, and do it again. To me, that is a lot. So if you know somebody who may be experiencing some issues, maybe experiencing a breakdown or anything, just try to be kind to people. Talk to somebody. Try to talk them off the ledge. Try to talk them into going to go seek help and things of that nature. Again, we have to come together, and as African Americans, whatever you want to identify as, we have to pretty much stick together when it comes to certain things, and we have to protect one another. We have to protect our black men. We have to protect our black women. We have to protect each other because if we don't protect each other and they see us killing each other and harming each other and doing these things, they're going to continue to do it. We're already being hunted by the police. We're being hunted by the white people. We're being hunted by so many things. And it just isn't. We never was dealt a fair hand. So let's help one another. Let's be kind to one another, and let's just be there. You know, let's be in the moment. Let's not live in the past. Let's not try to predict the future. Let's live in the moments and enjoy these moments and take care of each other. Now, moving on to my next topic, it is the. Give me 1 second, guys. Give me 1 second. Moving on to my next topic, it is basically we have the grocery the grocery cart killer or psycho. I don't know what he's called actually. I just had heard about it today. I guess it was circulating around the news on Friday. He's meeting women off this app, or he's meeting you at the store. I don't know where he's meeting these people. I want to say he's meeting people online. That's why it's very detrimental that, you know, I know that you guys like to be on dating sites and you like to meet people off the internet and you like to be flown out and things of that nature. But let's just be mindful that all situations don't end up good situations, and you don't want to find yourself on the other end of getting chopped up by somebody or killed by somebody because you thought that you was about to have a good time and they had other motives. Because he's meeting these women and he kills them, and he either puts them by the cart or he puts them in the cart and like just go disappears. Ladies, please, 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 please be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Now, I'm not saying even if you meet somebody at a grocery store at the bar, they're not a killer and they won't chop you up or just rape you and strangle you or shoot you. Or I'm not saying any of those things, but I'm just saying it's more likely for something like that to happen when you meet somebody online. You don't know these people online. Always tell your friends where you are. always let somebody have your location, always send pictures to your friends or your family, whoever you trust. Because at the end of the day, have code words, make sure they call. Shoot, I don't care, call every 30 minutes to make sure I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? Because you just never know what's going on and what somebody would do to you. And it's like super sad that we even live in this world where it's like you just don't know who's lurking and who's coming around and who's trying to cause harm to you. Because lately, it seems like everybody's trying to cause harm to everybody, and it's just very unfortunate, especially for people that have pure hearts, that really are genuine people, and you know, are not out here trying to fuck anybody over because of the simple fact we have to go and now we have to encounter assholes, and then it's like, okay, there's no more good people left in the world. There's no more people left in the world, and it's just very unfortunate, and it's just unfortunate. I want to say it's unfortunate because I don't know. It's just really sad. The world we live in is sad. I'm not gonna lie. So I literally, before I even skip this subject, be careful, be mindful, do your research on who you dating. I mean, shit, you could get married to somebody and they don't even be who you think they are, but that makes you want to be single for the rest of your life, huh? I don't know. I can't. Just be careful, ladies, and get strapped. Go to the gun range, learn how to shoot a gun, and get your license to carry. That's my next step because I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm not playing no games. I'm not. I even think that you about to cause harm to me. I guess it's gonna be a do or die situation because I'm gonna tell you this. I'm not going out without a fight. Well, I'm not dating either. But I'm just saying, like, you know, just be careful. Everybody wants to say, oh, I'm lonely, I'm this, I'm that, I want to go. You better go take yourself one a day. It's about that self-love, that self-care. You better ask your home girl to go out with you, something, because these men are treacherous. But also, fellas, you gotta watch out for these females as well, because they are treacherous too. They trying to trap you, they trying to get whatever they can out of you. It's either money, a baby, I don't know. People have different motives for everything, you know, and it really just, for me, it sucks because I'm really a genuine person. I have a really good heart, but I'm gonna be honest with you guys and I'm gonna let y'all know, like, I have a really good heart. So when I don't trust a lot of people because, again, everybody has motives. And then sometimes people can seem pure and you get to know them and you vibe and you kick it. And that's friend wise, relationship wise. And then they do something, and it's just like, wow, like, dang, I didn't even see that coming, but I should have seen it coming because everybody has a motive, everybody has a vendetta out here, and it's just weird to me. Like, to me, it's weird because I don't go into friendships, relationships, or anything like that with a motive. I don't say, oh, I want to hang with this person, or I want to be with this person because they can do this for me, or they can do that. Yes, you do want to be with somebody and hang around people that can elevate you and hope you, but not only hope you, but you hope them as well. And I'm gonna just say this, men and women, once you reach that point where you're not happy, leave the situation. It's not healthy. You don't want your blood pressure being raised. You don't want your anxiety being pushed to the edge. You don't want to create those problems, those issues, that depression, none of that. You don't want to create those situations for yourself, and you don't want them to trigger those to spark any of those mental illnesses. So what happens is when you realize you're not happy, you should walk away. You should leave. And that doesn't mean you have to leave on bad terms. That doesn't mean that you have to be mad when you leave. No, leaving is just to help you and benefit you. But you can leave and say, hey, right now it's the wrong time. Maybe in a few months, maybe in a few years, if it's meant to be, we can rekindle this friendship, we can rekindle this relationship, we can rekindle this partnership, whatever the situation is. But just don't stay somewhere because you think you're comfortable, or don't stay somewhere because you think you're obligated or anything like that. Because truth be told, nobody has ownership over you. You don't have ownership over anybody. And we got to stop getting mad when people want to walk away from us, when people want to just roll out. You got to let them roll out, and you can't be mad. You got to let somebody do what they got to do for themselves. You can't go off on the deep end because somebody said, hey, this isn't working for me. You have to understand, you don't own somebody. We don't own people. We only can control ourselves. You can't control what the next person does. So at the end of the day, we have to show a little bit more respect. It's as if we don't have respect for others, and we don't have those boundaries for other people, where we think that we own somebody, or we think that we have held possession over somebody. That's not, you hold possession over material things. Like, okay, I have possession over this candle right now until it goes out, and then it's done, and you gotta get a new one. But I don't have possession over another human being that has free will. And we have to stop thinking, oh, you want to leave me? Oh, you don't want to be my friend? Oh, you don't want to talk to me right now? Like, all this weird stuff, that weird energy. Ain't nobody obligated to be talking to y'all people. Y'all gotta really do some real soul searching, because a lot of y'all are freaking nuts. And that goes back to that mental health. Y'all need to go get help. Y'all need to go really seek out help and go figure out why you feel like somebody. Why you feel like somebody is stuck with you? You know, even with anything, I've had people be so mad at me and so annoyed with me because I go through periods of times where I just fall back. It don't mean that I'm beefing with you. It don't mean that I got an issue with you. I literally get to a point in times where I fall back because I might be going through something mentally, emotionally, physically, that I'm just not ready to share, and I just got to work through it by myself. I don't work through my issues with other beings. I work through my issues with myself, with the Lord, with my ancestors, with the omniverse, with my spirit guides. Like, those are the entities that I work my issues out with. So when I go missing, it isn't because, oh, I'm moving funny, I'm being weird, I'm acting like a weirdo. No, I'm moving how I'm moving because I don't want to rub my energy off on nobody. And see, people fail to realize energy transfers. So I don't want to rub my energy off on nobody, and I don't want anybody to catch my attitude, or I don't want anybody to think that, oh, certain things. So at the end of the day, when certain things happen, I just remove myself for the time being. And I, like I said, I had people be mad. People start beefing with me over weird stuff. Like, I really be having people beef with me because I be needing time to myself. Like, that's the weirdest thing. And see, when people start beefing with me because I need time to myself, guess what? You know what? I leave them right there. You gonna beef with yourself. You ain't beefing with me because I ain't beefing with you. You beefing with yourself because you then thought you had possession over me, weirdo. And that ain't even the case. The case being is you did something unknowingly, and you thought that I was reacting to something that you did. And if that's the case, then that means you did something effed up, and you thought that I was punishing you. And the reality of everything was I was just sitting there, and I was trying to get myself together so I can be a better person to the people around me. But see, when people be moving funny, they start acting, they start thinking you moving funny because you know how to deal with your mental health. See, that's why you need to seek help. You need to seek therapy. You need to seek something. But stop thinking you own possession over people, and stop thinking people gotta be obligated to tell you what they going through. Don't nobody gotta tell you what they going through. They going through something. They going through something. They ain't got nothing to do with you. Mind your business. But see, y'all done got me started. Y'all done got me started. But I ain't even going. We gonna talk about that. We gonna talk about that later, probably next week, because we're gonna do a podcast and drop one every Monday. But that ain't even what I came on here for. I came on here with some good energy, trying to get y'all some good energy. 'Cause guess what? Every Monday, I just want y'all to wake up. I want y'all to say, this is a new week. This is a new day, new journeys, new goals, new vision. Everything goes my way. Everything goes my way. Everything goes my way. And start your week on a positive note. Don't start your week on that BS like, oh, it's Monday. No, because that means your whole week gonna be shaped like that. The week gonna drag by. My weeks go by fast. Let me tell you why, because I be so grateful and so worthy and deserving of everything that happens to me. And I understand that I can't control things that I can't control. I don't even get mad over. I say, okay, I ain't worried about it. It's gonna happen how it's supposed to happen. And I let everything fall in place how it's supposed to, whether it goes my way or don't go my way. Because guess what? Whether I think it does not go my way, everything goes my way. Everything goes to the benefit of, everything goes to the benefit of me. Sorry, I know y'all hear my baby, and I'm not editing her out, so y'all just gonna have to listen to my little pumpkin pie move around. She's sleeping, but yeah, y'all just gonna have to hear her because I'm not editing my baby out. She wanted to make her cameo. But no, seriously, my we if you it's sometimes I'll be thinking like, dang, I wish. No, I don't wish anything. It's gonna go how it's gonna go, and I'm not here to force nothing. So I'm gonna let everything play out how it's supposed to play out. But all I do know is, guess what? Every day is a new day. But Mondays, they really shape you. You get your hand to your business on Mondays, let the rest of the week fly by. Do what you gotta do. You know, I am about to leave y'all with, look, in life, sometimes we react to things unknowingly, and then we look back and say, I could have did something different. Don't beat yourself up. We all make mistakes. It's about moving forward. It's about, like I said, healing. It's about learning your faults. It's about learning and accepting your responsibility in the roles that you play in your life and others. It's about accountability. And I just really want you all to understand that each day that you wake up, it is a blessing in itself. It is a gift in itself. And you have to strive to do everything in your power to show that you are grateful, because somebody did not make it to the next day. Somebody didn't make it home, and somebody didn't make it to the next morning. So I just want you guys to understand that every day that you wake up is a gift to be better than you was yesterday. And I'm gonna leave this with that. And thank you guys for tuning in. I promise every Monday I'm gonna give y'all new information. Every Monday we gonna jump on a podcast. I'm gonna have some special guests come through. But before I go, one last thing. Go get my book right now, not for the week. The book of poems, not for the week. Life is what you make it. It's a dope story made up of poems. Go get it now. It is available on Amazon. Go support. But peace out, y'all. I hope y'all really enjoyed this podcast. This one was really short because it was just my return. But next week, we're gonna really get into it. And I'm gonna have some dope hot topics for you. Mwah.